This program originally aired in 2001.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Gil Goldstein, pianist, accordionist, arranger. He's a man of many talents, all of which are constantly in play, from the music of Bill Evans to a tour with a jazz accordionist and everything else in between. Gil, how are you?
I'm good, Marian. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Great.
All the better for seeing you here. And it's been a long time getting this together, but now finally here we are.
I feel like I've arrived.
Yeah, so I'm dying to hear you play and talk about. Oh, you're from a place I know pretty well, Washington D.C. And I read where you studied with John Phillips.
That's right.
Yeah, he used to be the house pianist at Blues Alley.
Blues Alley. My parents actually discovered him for me. They went to Blues Alley one night and I was getting interested in jazz around high school time. They said, Gil, we got a piano teacher for you. And I used to go and take lessons with him.
Did you ever go in the club?
Yeah, I did go to the club. And then I worked there years later. But yeah, I did go to the club. I think I have a couple records, too, with Tommy Gwaltney, right?
Oh, yeah. He was the owner.
Right.
Right, clarinet player. Right. Tommy Gwaltney. Oh, my God. I could go into a flood of memories about that. But I'd better not. I think a better idea would be to hear you play something.
All right.
So what can you come up with?
Well, I was thinking I'd play this song called City Lights, which was a song I wrote about almost 20 years ago now. I wrote it just quickly on the occasion of I was hanging out with Jaco Pastorius in New York right before he became kind of world famous, and we were playing Scrabble at a little place, and I just looked out on the street, on Bleecker Street, and it looked so surrealistic. You know how New York can look like.
With all the lights and colors.
And, yeah, it just looked just totally surreal, like it was a set, a stage set. So I had this melody shoot through my head, and so I wrote this City Lights.
That's the way some of the best things are written, isn't
right.
it?
Well, that's for me, it's the only way things are written. If I don't get a little glint of an idea, I can't create one, it seems.
Well, so, you did with this.
Thanks.
Okay. So sort of evocative. You can imagine exactly what you were talking about. You can see the lights and the neon signs and all the different things. You really hit it off with that.
Thanks.
When did you start? Well, you started with John Phillips, but when did you start like arranging and hearing things like Gil Evans, people like that?
Well, I really never got the idea of arranging and orchestrating kind of until I met Gil Evans, which I was fortunate to do in about 1981. And
well, did you meet him in Washington too?
No, I met in Switzerland. I was working with Billy Cobham at the time, and I did a concert in Switzerland with Louis Belson, one with Gil Evans. It was a program that Billy was putting together.
Of course, he was one of the most interesting arrangers on the scene ever.
Ever, right.
Ever. I was at a record date once that he was doing the arranging for Helen Merrill.
Oh, God. One of my favorite records.
And, I mean, she had to be a marvelous singer to be able to sing off the stuff that he was writing
right.
for her, because there was no note or anything that she could hang on to. But I had such a ball at that session, and knowing all the people on the dates, and hearing, it's actually still one of my favorite records because of what he did.
Me too.
incredible man.
People will say we're in love. Remember that arrangement?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, we did a remake of that record with Helen when Gil was alive. It was 1980, maybe 7 or so. We did a remake of that I played on. But it was it's a startling good record. I think that's the first record that Gil arranged the whole record of, where he wasn't just brought in to arrange two tunes or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, boy, I mean, some of the things he did later. Maybe you could do something.
Yeah. Well.
Reminiscent of him, or something that he did.
I'll play.
My Ship.
My Ship. Yeah.
Great. Oh, that's one of the great ones.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, it's just great to hear what you do with that on piano. And I think that piece in particular really shows the genius of the guy. And I love the way he doubles the time in the middle.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he sort of doesn't quite double it. It's like...
Or parts of it get double.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's just part of the mystery of Gil. And
yeah, well, I guess it was a big influence on your life.
Oh, definitely.
Well, I guess it was pretty early on that that you met Bill Evans,
right,
as opposed to Gil Evans.
Right.
Didn't you meet him in Washington or Baltimore or somewhere?
I did. The first time I heard him play, actually, was I had a teacher at the University of Maryland that was a classical teacher, but he was sensitive to the fact that, you know, there were jazz players coming up. And at that time, there weren't many jazz programs in the country in like 1970. It wasn't like it is today where there's...
Oh, you mean programs in the schools?
In the schools, like
no,
in college.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's sort of regulation almost.
Right. At that time, so the University of Maryland, where I was going at the time, didn't really... They had one ensemble, but there wasn't any courses really. So he thought it would be a good idea to invite a jazz person, and he invited Bill. And I think he also played with like Jimmy Rainey and maybe Clark Terry. It was a group, and he did a workshop.
That must have been something to hear.
Oh, I still remember how he played on What Is This Thing Called Love. It's just, you know, it just sticks in my mind to this day.
And Time Remembered is another one.
Oh, I love that one, too.
Yeah, well, you recorded
right.
That one. You've got another instrument that you play, and it would be kind of fun to hear you play it, the accordion.
Right. The accordion, the dreaded
This I tell you, this is a first. We've never had an accordion player.
Well, I'm very proud to be the first.
Well, on your record, you have this nice version of Waltz for Debbie.
Right.
Couldn't you do that?
I could do that, yeah. That was a kind of a funny thing on the record. I wanted to get some accordion in, but then, you know, it's the music of Bill Evans, but...
Well, he wouldn't object to this.
I don't think so.
It was so musical.
He has a Russian background, so he's got
That's
some
true.
Accordion in his...
some balalaika.
Balalaikas back there with accordion. So you want to play something together on it?
I'd love to try. I mean, I can sort of just play some chords in the background or something.
Yeah, I'd love that.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
I think Bill would have liked that. I thought it was so musical and subtle, you know, and you get such a beautiful sound.
One of the things that I really like about the accordion is that I can do things on the accordion that I really can't do on the piano, like holding a note for a long time.
Right.
I can have a sustained note, and I can actually also like vibrate my finger and get a vibrato, kind of like a string player, which I always used to do at the piano, and it kind of didn't have any effect.
You just thought it did.
It just seemed like it did. You could kind of give it a little vibrato, but
oh,
you can literally
funny.
Do that on the accordion. If you hold your finger on the accordion key and you rock it, it actually rocks the thing that covers the reed, and you do get a vibrato, kind of like a string, so... That's a great thing to have. So you can get very sensitive and create a lot of, you know, interesting textures. You know,
it's just a shame, but we have to wrap things up. I've enjoyed every minute of this show, but we have to quit and wind up, which is a drag. Let's have it, this tune.
Okay.
What is this thing called, Love?
I don't know.
I doubt we'll find out today, but you never know.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.